Shir Yud in Chulin and Pesachim in the Inyanim of the Alachos of Taruvas by the Rosh Hashiva, Tez Zayin Cheshvan Heitov Shemem Zayin, November 18th, 1986, on Tuesday.
שייך העמודי חיים את צעדיני וזייסים אמיץ זומן של צבויים אמירים של תבוכים עם כולם של סייפ so the משנה מן שמי four תרובס and three things that are used you know not for achille but they are used for dying, you know, for these things. So, Akusach HaBavli, Sheikh HaRamodi, Chim Tzadeni, Zeis Mamitz. So this is Dogon Kudos, that's Chomot Gomor Al Yitarubes. In other words, Akusach HaBavli has Tarubes Chomot. Akusach HaBavli is a mixture of the pieces of bread and milk, you know, so it has tarubes chometz, but it's all lachile mamish. It's chometz gomor al di tarubes. And Sheikh HaRamodi is also a beer that is made in Modai, and it also has tarubes chometz, so it's chometz gomor al tarubes. Chometz adeni is a vinegar that has chometz, and it's also chometz gomor al tarubes. Now, Zeisim HaMitzri is also a Chomet Tarubes, Chomet Gomor, that has Aldi Tarubes. Now then, the Mishnah mentions three Minim Dino that are not Eichel Mamesh. That's Chomet Snukshe. Chomet Snukshe means it's only edible Aldi Atchak. When a person has nothing else, so he dead. But it's not mamish olachi. So only al yadchak. That's called chometz nukshe. So the first four items are chometz gomor al yitarubes, and the three items are minimidine. So the chometz gomor al yitarubes are kusach habavli sheikh ramodi chometz adeni zeis hamitzri. Zumen shall tzavoy, something that is used as a dye, amiron shall tapochim, vikulon shall sefer, is used as a glue. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, atachshit inoshi. So it's also even a test. Now, ze akla, kol shehu min dogon, harei ze ida be pesach, harei lu be azore, veim ben shukos. Now, there is a machlekes, Rashi and Rabbi Netan. What does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says Elu Eivim? So Rashi says Elu Eivim means Aleihem Bal Yoyel Bal Yimotik Yichulem Yiforosh Odigmor Zeisem Yizumem Yikulem Yamilem. So it means that he is either Bal Yoyel and Tavuves Chometz or and Chometz Nukshi. Teisves is chelik. Now let's see. Tachshid noshim gmor mefarsh. Min dogon chamisha min efikin seyum kuskin shi beyeshua vishik. So chometz is only of the five minim of grain. So what is a schitin? Chitin is wheat, seyum is barley, kusmin is a min chito, but it's pelt, and shi beyeshua is oats, and shipping is vine. So these are the five min of chometz. Ve'ibom kores imochlo, avolav yei bachloson, uvidmore yalit lochul. Now let's see the cases. So according to Rashi, Eile Ivri means, Eile Ivri bal yoyel bal yimot. Pirish akutres laber aleyen di bal yoyel u bal yimot. Vigam ribom midandek miloshen Ivri, dimashma Ivri min Eilom. So the boy agrees with Rashi that the Eilu Eivim in Pesach is either Bal Yoyel. ואין יר על רב נתן דימשמע דכל הנח מעבינו מכל מחמצס לזכן בכל גמור נסעז דס מישנה קור גידל ומתרבנייה or mitrableza, and they hold that the Rubis Chometz, there is a lab, there is malchus, not chometz. How do we know that the Rubis Chometz, there is a lab? Because kol machmetzes leisachem. So the kol is marbe even the Rubis Chometz, even the Rubis Chometz. So we can go with that, mashmeivin in Eilam. That the Zeda Balroy and Tahubis Chomets, according to Rabbez. The Nir Lametan, the Mashma, the Holanach Mabino, the Kolmachmets, the Sechel, that will Bahilu Lab Nechai, he loved the Rabbi Ko, who made a taste of Balroy and Balimotze, so Rabbetan is masked against Rashi. May a taste, even according to Rabbez, he should be either Balroy and Balimotze. It's not a fact, the Rabbono, Nachilik and Rabbez. And the Rabbono say, that there is no malchus for the Rubis Chometz. And why does the Blazer say there is malchus? Because of an extra ribu of kol, and the Rabbonim don't ask for kol. So it's only on the basis of an extra ribu of kol machmetes, and in that passage the Torah doesn't say bali roi bali motzei. The Torah only says kol machmetes is a chilu. So we have a ribu in regard to achile. But Meir HaTeise, in regard to Bar-Yoy Bar-Yemotze, in regard to Bar-Yoy Bar-Yemotze. So what is the Shita Prashim Ribo? The Shita Prashim Ribo is, inasmuch as we have a Ribo in regard to Achille, so that means that even Tarubes Chometz has a Chalishem Chometz. So in Meir, it has a Chalishem Chometz, we are in a Bar-Yoy also. But Tamshit is not like that. So what is the pshat? Ilu even the Pesach. The Miralam Tam. The Ilu even Pirish Oeichun. The Ilu even Hayim Ashulchan. The Lav Menichalim. They have to be removed from the table. In other words, you're not allowed to eat them. But Bal Yoye Yalnatei Veya Am Tavudeshan. Abba Bal Yoye Le. Now, here there is a very difficult case. Shal, Mashor, the Blazer in there are Tachshit in Noshi. So what does Tachshit in Noshi mean? Five, sir. Hayin Chomitz Nukshi. Vafilu have a Chomitz Domin Gomor Al Tarubes, Nikol Mokim, Nikol Marav, Mashma Bnei Lutanikame. ובמור עמדים עמדו רבלזר סוב עמדו כשבאים נגיד לי פרום וכך נראה בגלל ספרזר בחד מן האלוהים עשיתם לו לצי עבוי סבח זה very difficult to use ובזה מי ספרזר דיטלנה כמה דווקא נוקשבאים ורבלזר רב נוקשאו ריטלס ויהיה בחומץ דוג וגומר על תרובס מי ספרזר דפנו אכשיטי נושים דלוי הבר רויים לאכילה. So Taisa says that when Rav Lezer says Shuti Noshim, so Rav Lezer wants to be Macy even Chomitz Nukshe. Now the question is, why does Rav Lezer make Chomitz Nukshe? After all, the Gemara says that the Mishnah mentions that coming, the Mishnah mentions four Minei Echlin and three Minei Medine. So So the four mini oichlin gets tahubes chometz, and the three mini midine zumin shel tzavoyim, amilin shel tabochen, vikulin shel seifrin. So that's chometz nukshe. That's chometz nukshe. So Rekano also mentions that chometz nukshe is either with Pesach, what it means by oy, or it means even marashulcha. So why does the Blizzard say after shitin noshim even chometz nukshe is either with Pesach? I mean, Tanakama also says that is the three mini midine of Zeisla Mitzri, the human shotaboim, Zumin shel tzavoyim, amilin shel tabochen, vikulin shel sofrim. The answer is, and the Ram says that in the Mishnah. So the answer is, according to Tanakame, so Yareve and Chometz don't go al di tahuves, or Chometz nukshe behem. But suppose it is itahuves of Chometz nukshe, not itahuves of chometz gomor, but it ahubes of chometz nukshe. Chometz nukshe means it's only whole achil al v'yatchak. It's not really enjoyable. It is edible. When you have nothing else to eat, you'll eat that too. But ordinarily, if you have something else, a person will not eat. So it's only whole achil al v'yatchak. So according to the Kame Yareva the Pesach, there is a lovely raise in eating chometz gomu al the tarubes, or chometz nukshe be. But suppose it's tarubes of chometz nukshe. It's not the bein of chometz nukshe, but the tarubes of chometz nukshe. So then you're not eating. Machine came according to Rabbi Lezer, Yareve, even and Tahubes of Chometz Nukshe. Yaran says that, and that the Marshal says that's the Pshat in Bezos. Haine, Rabbi Lezer, Imer, Aftach, Shite, Noshi. Haine, Chometz, Haine, Chometz Nukshe. Haine, Chometz Nukshe. So that means chometz nukshe al mitahuves. So vize meisit rablezer ad tanekame davke nukshe beine ul rablezer af nukshe al der chometz. So af nukshe al mitahuves. So he says vei vafilu habe chometz dogum gomu al mitahuves. So in other words, even if you assume, that according to the Nekame, according to the Nekame, and it's not even if we assume, it is certainly like that. And even though according to the Nekame, so Chometz Dogum Gomu al Itahuves, there is Malkes, there is a lot, but still, the Reblezer is lazy, the Komok and the Komak up, Mashma, the Nagel Tanekame. Since now we couldn't say that according to Rabbi Lezer, only chometz nukshe b'yem is osher, but chometz dogum gomu al mitahuves is not osher. But we couldn't say that, because since the Tanakhama certainly mentions Kusa Habavli, Sheikh Aramodi, Chimetz Adeni, Vizeisma Mitzri, and that is Chometz Dom Gomor al Vidarubes. And Reblezer says up, so that means that Reblezer is masking with whatever Tanakhama says. But he's Macy. So Mele, we have to say that according to Rabbi Lezer, so there is a law on both things. Chometz dogum gomor al di tahuves and nukshe. So if you are going to say just Nukshebien. So what is the machleket between Tanakame and Rav Lezer? Because Tanakame also mentions Chomets Dogen Gomu al Vitaruves, Chomets Gomu al Vitaruves, and Nukshebien. Because the Dogen Chomets Gomu al Vitaruves, that's Kushabab Shecha Amodich and Sabin in the Isma Mitzri, and Nukshebien is Umeshot Saboim, Babylon Shotaboch, and the Kulish of Seifrim. So what is Rav Lezer Meisi? What? Chomets Nukshe? Tanakama also says that Chomets Nukshe Yarib there is a lab. That's the pshat in Amilon. That's the pshat in Zumen Shal Tzavoyim, Amilon Shal Tabochim, Mikolim Shal Seifrim. So what is Rav Lezer Meisi? Since Rav Lezer is Meisi Tanakama, so we have to say Rav Lezer is Meisi Tahubes Chomets Nukshe. So in other words, according to Tanakame, there is a lab either in Chomets Gomu al Vitaruves or Chomets Nukshebeen. But suppose it's a combination of both, of Taruves of Chomets Nukshe, you're not either in a lab, according to Tanakame. And according to Rav Lezer, you are even on the combination of the Taruves of Chomets Nukshe. So, but then the question arises, the Krishna is the Gemara says Rav Lezer holds Nukshe Beine Belikum. Rav Lezer holds Nukshe Beine Belikum. Nukshe Beine Belikum. That Chomets Nukshe even then, not only Tarubes. There is no love, nothing at all. So, but here it appears from this Mishneh. The Mishneh says Rav Lezer in Rav Tachshik in Hashim. And Rav Lezer is Meisi, he's more machmir than Nekame. According to Nekame himself, so there is a lab deraise on Taruves Chomets Gomu or on Nukshe Be'en. So Rav Lezer is more machmir, that means that not only Nukshe Be'en is machmir, not only Chomets Gomu or Taruves is machmir, he is even machmir on Taruves of Chomets Nukshe that there is a lab. And the Gemara says, Rav Lezer Sova Nukshe Beini Belikum. So the heresy is that one is Rav Lezer with the Yud and one is Rav Lezer. Is Rav Lezer without the Yud. So Tesis is not sure which one is a Rav Lezer with the Yud and which one is a Rav Lezer without the Yud. But one time in the Mishnah is with the Yud, and one time in the Braise is without Yud, or vice versa. So Mele, so let's say, here in the Mishnah, so he said, so that's what he says. Litach mira divoras rabeloza bechav menaye, oi bi masnisi, oi bi mor. So let's say that here it is with the Yud. So Rabeleza with the Yud, Rabelezer with the Yud is more machmir than Tanakam. And he holds that there is a love that I say even on the combination of Taruves Chomets Nukshe and Rav Lezer without the Yud, he is more mekil than even the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, and he holds that Nukshe Be'en is below Klum, there is no love. Now again, Rav Lezer in Ratachinoshim Haim Chomets Nukshe, that means Chomets Nukshe al Vitaruves. Va'api lo have a Chomets Dogen Gomu al Vitaruves. And it means, since he uses the, so, and even though the Tanakhama himself asserts Chomets Dogen Gomu al Vitaruves, bilav, Mikol Mokim Dikomarav Mashma B'Megel Tanekame. So the question is, so what is Meisi? Uvigmora Amrinon D'Rabu. So we have to say is Meisi Taruves Chomets Nukshe. But then the Gemara, so that means that Rav Lezer in the Mishneh is more Machmir Tanekame, and he is Machmir Bein in respect to Chomets Nukshe Be'en, Bein in respect to Taruves Chomets Gomu, Bein in respect to Taruves Chomets Nukshe, And the Gemara says that Ablazer is Mekil, Chomis Nukshe Behem is Beloi Klum. So we have to say, one is Ablazer with Yud, and one is Ablazer without Yud. So one is Ablazer with Yud, and one is Ablazer without Yud. Now we see, how the Mashal explains it. The Mashal is massive, but, the Mashal's Pshat is more difficult than Mashal. Pirish, the Mashal, that an Kamus of all heavy, that the Lukeshechai, King Zinish of Savoy, Vadimale, then Lakshi Sim came my mace, that an Kame, the Ishrima, that an Kame, Tone Dog Gomal Tahube, so Lukeshebeine, who he see Lukeshel Tarots. So then the question arises, but Gnore says, the Blessed Sova Lukeshebeine, Lafnu. So one is Rablezer and one is Rablezer. Now the Ran says so many words. The Ran says. Abadu shechamor yechem tzadeni veislam mitzri. Kol limor arbom nidine babu limodai vadeni u mitzri vavotam chomes gomal tarubes litishkulo me'arbi nidogon dinechali se chomes moron barachirin zumo zumon shol tzavoyin vamilun shol tabochim kol shol sotrim kol limor shreishem ni umnis. So we have the Mishnah mentions four mini ochlin mini, let's say ochlin of a certain country. Kusachabadli, it was each echel was made and used in a certain country. Kusachabadli, Sheikh Ramodi, Chemitzabeni, Zeisma Mitzvah. And then three mini umnias that are not the Chametz Lukshin. Come with more choice in Unias, because in Forest with more, who sloshed on the Chedeini, telling a homage in Rola Hille, who in Ured in Gormache. A blessed amaze that Tashkinoshi, Tish, a blessed amaze that I can that when you shall eat Arubis, deal with an account of Leslie, Eloy, Homage Dom Gomma, with Arubis Barbos, Minimidine, the four types of Ochlin, in Amin Chedeini, which is in Unias. Rablezer may see Fatah Shikinoshi, Shim Homit Nuksha, Tarubis, Nimahim, Shemarvin Day. Rablezer does sin on the Maslis. So the Mishnah yet in there is Rabalozo without him. So he is more Machlia than the Tan. The Loy Rablezer, Rablezer with the Yud is more Maitiel than the Tan. The more Masikne, the Rablezer at the Nuksha Beinilas. So we have three Mandomas. We have Tanekame and Rebelozo and Rebelezer. So Tanekame is Machmi and four and Chomitz Gomorrah with Arugas and Chomitz Mikshebehem. And Rebelozo without you is Machmi even Arugas and Chomitz Mikshebehem. And Rebelezer, with the Yud, he is only Machmir and Tarubes Chometz Gomor, but on Nukshebehem, there is no Yisrael. Haril Bazore Vein Ben Mishum Kores, Perush Dalt Ben Medine Yeish Ben Shein Ben Kazayis Ben Yachil Aspras, Shein Nase Elo Litve, Vishein Habe Bachelose, Shmochein Ben Kores, Miu Koya Leye Bilav, Vishil Litanik Maslisim, the Chomel Dom Goma, the Tarubes, after the Yochal Meno, the Kazayis, Eve Belav, the Heta Shebein Yisdar of the Yisar, the Nuk Shebein Yisfir, the Likoy Ali Belav, and the Gmore Darshan and the Ribu Yedi Chol, and the Shmoch HaKotona, the Rebu Ba'azore, and the Anan Likan Lenoche, and the Tirabon and the Kligali Rebleza, the Amra, the Chomel Dom Goma, the Shkores, So what does the Ram say? He mentions many halachas here. So he says that this Mishneh is the view of the Tanakame and Rebbe Lozor, who hold that there is love the Raisa and Malkes for Chometz Dov Gomor al Tarubes and for Nukshedeh. For Nukshedeh, there is Malkes. For Chometz Dov Gomor al Tarubes and Nukshedeh. So, they're according to the Tanakh of the Mishneh, Tanakame and Rebbe Lozor, so there is Malkes for Tarubes Chometz, even though there is no Kazai with the Achilas Pras. So there is Malkes. But according to the Rabbonon of the Rabbi Meza and the Braise, so there is no Malkes. If in the Tarubes there is no Kazai with Achilas Pras, Masha'inkin, if there is a Kazai with Achilas Pras, then even according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Meza, the Rabbonon of the Braise, the Rabbonon of Rabbi Elezer in the Braise, there is Malkes, and Kores also. This is the Shite of all the Shite, except the Rambam. The Rambam Shite is different. The Rambam Shite is that the Machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Elezer is in regard to the Tarubes Chometz that has Kazai in the Achilas Pras. But between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Elezer and the Braise is in regard to the Tarubes Chometz that has Kazai in the Achilas Pras. So then the Rabbi Elezer says that there is Malkes because of the special love of Kol Machmetzes Lezechailu, and the Rabbonon say there is no love in Malkes. There is no Malkes. Masha'inke, if he doesn't have Kazai v'Achilas Pras, so then even Rabbi Elezer is made that there is no Malkes. Even Rabbi Elezer is made. But that's the Rambam Shita. But the Rambam and all the Rishayim are chelek on the Rambam. And they say, in the case of the Tarubes Chometz, where there is Kazai v'Achilas Pras, so then everybody is made that is Chayv Malkes. Even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Elezer and the Braise, and there is even a Chiyuv Kores, not only Malkes. The machleket between Rabbonon and Rabbi Elezer and the Braise is in regard to Tarubes Chometz, and it does not have Kazai v'Achilas Pras. So then, according to Rabbi Elezer, there is a special love of Chol Machmetz Lezechayu, so there is Malkes, but no Kores. And according to the Rabbonon, there is nothing Malkes. There is nothing Malkes. That's the Shita of the Rambam. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Now the question arises is this. Now the Rambam apparently passes like Rabbi Elezer, in the Braise, and not like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Elezer. Why does the Rambam pass like Reza, not like Rabbon, Yochid Rabbi, Yochid Rabbi? Well, the answer is because the Tanya of the Mishneh, both Tanikame and Rebbe Lozor, because we see, according to the view of Rebbe Lozor, because according to the Rabbon of Rebbe Lozor, Yerubi Beloitlu, and the Kolshkun, Nukshedeen, that Ibloiklum, there is no love thereis. So that means, and the Mishneh says that there is love thereis, and there is Malkes, Bein Chometz Dov Gomal Tahubes and Bein Chometz Nukshe, and the Kodesh Rav Lezer reading Tahubes of Chometz Nukshe. Alright, was born Tanekame, Tahubes of Chometz Nukshe not, but according to Tanekame of the Mishnah. So there is Malkes, Bein Chometz Dov Gomal Tahubes and Bein Chometz Nukshe Behem. So Mele, the Rambam sees the Mishnah, the stone of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Lezer, not like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Lezer and the Braise. So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Lezer, but like Rabbi Lezer and the Braise. But according to the Rambam, when does Rabbi Lezer say there is Malkus and no Kores? That's Dafke when there is Kazai or the Achilles Pras. But if there is no Kazai or the Achilles Pras, then, even according to Rabbi Lezer, there is no Malkus. So, if there is no Kazarech HaPras, and the Rabban is not, this is massive, Rabban, no Beshenim, they say if there is Kazarech HaPras, then everybody is made that there is Malkus and there is even Kores. Now the question is, for the Rabban himself, in Macholos HaSurek, the Rabban himself, in Machos HaSores Perek Tisvov Haloch Al Dobo Oseh Shemusare Ki Dobo Mutea Min Bishay Minei Bilei Sita Umin Biminei Shiev Shalami Dal Tamei Yivut Al Biro Kit Haloch Abit Chile Vakloiz That's also in the Reise Chile Vakloiz There is a Nisa Kores There is a chiyuv kores for chil vakloyis. Chil vakloyis shenofal v'seich hakrisim v'nimu hachakeh. So, suppose there is a mixture of chil vakloyis and beans, so, and everything is ground, v'nimu hachakeh, teyami itaru besisa, teyami mesagrisim. In loyim tzubem tam, Now the greasing is the rot, but there is a chilvakloyis also mixed with the greasing. In loyim tzubem tam chol chilv harilutom. If one cannot feel a tam chilv in the taruves, so it's muta because it becomes bubble. The in loyim tzubem tam chilv. But suppose when one tastes the taruves. He can feel the tam chilev, v'hoyo ben mamoshe, harila asur nater. Then it's also nater. Nimtso ben tamei v'hoyo ben mamoshe, harila asur nivese, keitza tu mamoshe, ki gein shohoyo min achilev, kazayis b'chol sholosh beitzim nanarub. Now this kazay v'de cheles pras, but there is a machlekes rashen in the Rambam, mention it, number of times. According to Rashi, Kazai v'achilas pras means dal beitzim, and according to the Rambam it means gimel beitzim. Assuming that Kazai is chotzi beitzo, that's the shite of all the Rishayim except the Rambam. The Rambam shite happens to be that Kazai is shlish beitzo, but according to all the Rishayim, Kazai is chotzi beitzo. So according to Rashi, the pras is dalit beitzim. So what is the ratio of kazai v'achilas pras 1:8? According to the Rambam, the pras is always beitzim, and assuming that kazai is chotzi beitzo, so then the ratio of kazai v'achilas pras is 1:6. So keitzat u'mamoshi, kigein shohoyo min achilev, except that according to the Rambam himself. Kazayis is shlish beitzo, and pras is shalos beitzim, so mele the ratio would be, according to the Rambam himself, 1:9. According to the Rambam himself. Kesa tu mamoshe, gen shehoyo bin achilev kazayis v'chol shalos beitzim in the Tavubes, it's in the ratio of 1:9. Im ochal min agdisi noelu, ki shalos beitzim, hoyo b'yesh ben kazayis min achilev leke, שערי תואר מייסר וממושי קל אבל פוחס משולש ביצים מקינס עם מקס מרדוס מדברי וכן אם להויו בתערובס כזייס בכל שולש ביצים אבל כשיש בהם טעם חלב יאוכל כל הגדירו אין עלי כאלו מקס אלו מקס מרדוס so according to the Rambam we already mentioned this Rambam Shiris Rambam is the Tam teacher is Osam Nator, but when is it Osam Nator? Only when the Tarubes is in the ratio of Kazai de Achilles Pras. That's according to the Rambam, it's in the ratio of 1:9. Because Kazai is according to the Rambam himself, is Shlish Beitzo, and Pras is 3 Beitzin, so we have 9 Xeisin in the Pras. So, Kazai Mechelas Pras means that there is even distribution in the ratio of 1:9. So then, Tam Tika is the rice. But if it's in the ratio of 1:10, then it's not also the rice. Then it is but the rope. Then it's but more. But if it is in the ratio of 1:9, then there is no bitul. Then there is no bitul. And it's Chayim Malkes. And this chayv kores too, let's say by chilev akloyes. So it's chayv kores too. So now the question arises against the Rambam. Rambam says in Perikalev Milcheschone Sumatra Avokbo in Chayovim Kores Elo Lachilas Atzmei Shal Chomets Avo Irv Chomets Tarubes Chomets Kein Kusach Abavli Vishaykh Aramodi Vichol Adin Lehem Dvorim Shachomets Murebem Im Ochlo Mipesach Leike Vein Vikores Shenema Kol Machmetz Eslo Yisachay So it's pointed out that the Rambam paskens like Rav Lezer. Why do the Rambam pasken like Rav Lezer? Many Rishonim pasken like the Rabbonon. Like the Rabbonon of Rav Lezer. Because Yochi, the Rambam, Allah, Rabbi. But the Rambam paskens like Rav Lezer. Why do the Rambam pasken like Rav Lezer? Because the Stomach, the Mishneh, of Tanekame and Rav Lezer, accord with Rav Lezer. Accord with Rav Lezer. So Mele seen the Stomach, the Mishneh, accord with Rav Lezer, So, not to the Rabbonim of the Braise, to the Rabbon Paskins like Rabbi Lezer. So he says, and the Kodim to Rabbi Lezer, so Tarubis Chometz, there is a lot of the Braise because of the Ribu of Kol Machmetzes Lisechelu. Bamedvar Mamorim, Bishochal Kazayis Chometz Bisecha Tarubis, Birdei Achila Shomesh Beitzim, Hushalikim Natele. Aber wir nehmen die Tarubes Kazaiwa, der Chila Shalish Beitzin, aber auch Pisch Osa Lilechel, im Mochalein Leike, Elo Makineisei Makas Marus. Elo Makineisei Makas Marus. So the question is, Monefsha, if there are, according to the Rambam, so, the Reb Lezer is only Mechayev Malkes, in the Kazaiwa, der Chila Spras, So why is it only according to Reb Lezer? After all, the Rambam himself fastens by Shorishon, where there is no special love. By Chomes there is a special love, Kol Machmetz Lisachim. But by Chile there is no special love. Still, the Rambam says that if he eats kazay dechtiras pras of tahuves chaylev, so it's chayv malkes, and there is chayv kores too. So by chometz, he should also be chayv kores, not only malkes, and not only alibidir of lezer, because of the special ribu of komachmet zechaylev, but he should be chayv kores too. So the answer is, so that kashi is raised again. So I think there is a very simple terence. Because, yes?
Why do you assume it's Dr. Ram saying that one of the words?
Because the Rambam mentions the love of Kol Machmetzes Leisecheiru. And the Gemara says that Rabbelezer darshins from Kol Machmetzes Leisecheiru Taruv es Chometz. But the Rabbonon of Rabbelezer say, no, Taruv es Bileruv es Bileklum. So maybe we are forced to say that the Rambam passes like Rabbelezer. But the question is, so Bishleine, the other Rishayim, the Rambam, now let's see the Rambam is Masi. Kosva Rambam, Omar Avron, Horaf Posad Beinu Ki Rabbonon, Mishum Dereim Ben Kazay Vecheles Pas. So in other words, the Rambam has the same shite as the Rambam. And he says, the Rambam passes like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer, but only, in other words, there is no Malkis, but only because there is no Kazay Lechles Pras. But if there is Kazay Lechles Pras, so even according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer, there is Malkis and there is even Kores, because then we don't have to resort to the special ribu of Tomach Metzes. Then it's on the basis of Tam Kiyikya. So there is Malkis and Kores. So in other words, the Rabbi Shit is like the Ramban. Like the Ram, I mean like all the Rishayim. But the Rambam Shit is that we pass like Rabbi Lezer, not like the Rabbanon. And still, even according to Rabbi Lezer, is only Chayim Malkis if there is Kedai Bechles Pras. But the question is, if there is Kedai Bechles Pras, so then the Rambam passes Tam Kikar is the Raisei, and by Shori Sorin, there is no special art. There is no special Hebrew. He is also Chayv Malkis and should be Chayv Kores too. It's a Chayv Kores too. So that's part and parcel of the Kashis against the Rambam. So what is the Teretz? I think there is a very simple Teretz. Because when the Rambam says in Macholos Asuras, that if there is Kazay Lechles Pras by Chilev, let's say, so he's Chayv Malkis and he's Kores. The Rambam mentions if he ate a whole pras, in other words, he ate, there is a tarubes of kazay achilas pras of chilef loyes in Greece, and he ate the whole pras, the gimel beitzim of the tarubes. So in the gimel beitzim of the tarubes, of the total tarubes, there is a kazayis of the chilef loyes. So then he's chayv malkes, and then he's chayv kores. But he has to eat a kazayis of the isar itself, not just a kazayis of the tarubes. When is a chayv malkes by chilev and even kores, if he eats the whole tarubes of the achilas pras, the gimel beitzim, and the gimel beitzim has the kazayis of the chilev. So then is Chayv Malkes no be Chayv Kores too. Mashenkin if we eat only Kazayis of the Tarubis and Menele of the Chilev, it will be 1/9 of the Kazayis, because it's in the ratio of 1/9. Then it will not be Chayv Malkes or Kores. Mashenkin here by Chometz, because of the special love of Komachmetz Lizechilu, according to Rabbi Lezer, so then he's chayv malkes for kazayis of the tarubes. The Rambam doesn't say dafke if he eats the whole pras of the tarubes. No, if he eats kazayis of the tarubes. In chayovim kores al achilas asmi shel chometz, avolev of chometz kim kusach abavli shechara modi v'chol adin lehen v'dvorim shachomitz murem ben imoch lo v'pesach reike v'im b'kores shenema Kol machmetzes lisecheilu. So, v'me dvorim amurim, v'sheochal Kazayis Chomet Bisechat Arubes. You see what he says? Kazayis Chomet Bisechat Arubes. He doesn't say he ate the whole pras, the whole of Beitzim, but Kazayis Chomet from the Arubes. In other words, even though from the Chomet itself he ate only the 1/9 of the Kazayis, because when it's in the ratio of 1 to 9, so it means that when you eat a kazayis of the whole thing, so of the chomet, you eat only 1/9. Still is high malchus. That's because of the special lab of chomach nesefri zechelu. Mashein kine korit rabbono, not the high malchus. And dine korit rabbono, not the high forest. But in your chaname, it will eat the whole tarumes, the whole pras, all the gimodetsi. So then he'll be hired Malchus and Chorus according to everybody. So that is the terrors on the cash. Now, let's go back. Dvorim nemorim b'kusach ha'bavli mitam tenis aleim u'musame esenayim u'matre shesagul mitam tenis aleim mishu yishiyu v'dechal cholesterol, so it's in tamtim salei. It is detrimental to the heart. Yes.
Is there a message some people say they fire tablets to stamp colon and tablet?
What?
They fire that to stamp colon and tablet and not cholesterol.
What?
People fire to run that to stamp colon.
Why? They assume that the Gemara is referenced the Kusach HaBavli to a tarubes of chometz and milk that is cholev akum. I mean, why do they assume that the Jews in Babel, I mean, Bisman Chazal, who are less prone than they are? I mean, why should they assume that? After all, they all ate it. All the Jews ate it. Only on Pesach and Avraham did it. Kol Hashana, nothing wrong with it. Who said
that?
I don't know. Mitamtim is alive. So I mean, I could explain it. Yes, because now, according to the doctors who say that one should not drink milk because of cholesterol, I mean, especially, but only when the fat is removed because of cholesterol. So and cholesterol is detrimental to the heart. So there's the pshat mitamtim is alive. So tamtim salim shen shuni chelbe umsame esenayim shemilche, because it has salt too. Kusach HaBavli had a mixture of many things: bread, pieces of bread, milk, and salt. So mishemilche umatrish esagu mishem kominise diume, because the pieces of bread was already very old. So mele, it's moldy. So it's moldy. So mele, it's makfresh as a goof. It's makfresh as a goof. We should come in this room. Well, you could say that. Now let's say penicillin is for mold, you know, is for mold. And penicillin upsets the stomach. It's one of the side effects of penicillin. So that could be the pshat in the Gemara, you mark the saguf, you should communicate with it, because of the mold of the pas. Because Pashim Sapi Shlachasman. That means more.
What's
that? He push a pass. That's how Rashi explains.
What?
No, it's not misapish the extent that it's not all lachir. A little bit misapish. All right. Now, we can skip because that's not necessary for our purpose. It's Shecha Ramodi, so the Gemara says, the Rome b'meisare. Why is Shecha Ramodi the medium beer, Tarubis Chometz, because they put in seeds of barley in it. V'chemeish habeli, why is the added vinegar, the Edomite vinegar, Tarubis Chometz, the Sodomis are. All right. Now, v'zeisem ha-mitzri, my zeisem ha-mitzri, Tom Rav Yosef, Tlotes Sore, three, how is it made? So, three barley seeds, plote kurteme, plote kurteme, moviko, krug, I don't know what it is, and plote milche, and three particles of salt, all right. Zumin shal tzaboyin ho lehoche tirgime mayu de chivre di bitzam vlo libe. It's used as a diet. It's in mayu de chivre mei subi di sab vlo libe zir. Alright. So amilun shal tabochim pas puye shal yvi o shlish she manich al pigdeiro vishyebes azuame di kulon shall say freeing see certain glue hoche tirgme pirure di ushchepe glut, in other words like glue v'aratzoni the shoemakers use it midapkin be'esoeya, they use it as glue, so they take flour and they soak it in water and then they make a glue out of it and they mix it. The chometz mukshemer. So that is, but it's still roll achil al the atchak. So mele, according to the Tanya of the Mishneh, there is a lab. There is a lab. Alright. Tachshidi noshim, salgadaitoch. So, ordinarily, tachshidi noshim means what? Means lipstick, you know, khal, shrak, so that doesn't have any chometz. Eloheime ab tipuli noshim, not achshiti noshim, but tipuli noshim. Domar av yudya marav, b'nei sishoyu, sheigiyo lipirkon, v'lo yigiyo lishonim, so b'nei sanim teitli zeisam seed, b'nei sashirim teitli zeisam biseles. So it's a certain kind of a powder that they use to remove the hair, you know, of the Beis HaShechem, you know, to remove the hair. So that is a Taruves of Chometz Moshe. That is a Taruves of Chometz Moshe. All right. Now, the Gemara, Harehu Ba'azor. Man tana de chomes dom gomal in haruves binuk shebein iglav. So in other words, the Mishneh mentions, the Tanakame of the Mishneh mentions four mini ochlim mini medine. Chemitzababli, kuzachababli, kuzachababli, shechamode, chemitzadeini, ze isma mitzri. And three mini umnies. Zumin shal tzaboyim, v'amilin shal tabochim, v'kulin shal tzobchim. So there is a lot. So man tane de chomez dogun gomu al de tarubes. V'inuk shedein de lab. Who is the tane who holds that there is a lab on both things? And dogun gomu al de tarubes? like the form Nivine mentioned in Mishneh, and Danuk Shebehen, like the three Miniumnias mentioned in the Mishneh. So, Man Tamil Chomis Dom Gomal Tarubi Danuk Shebehen Belar, Omar Abin Omar Avra Meiri, the Tanya Sio Yisorei, the Nesnili Kalbei, the Oechlei, the Aboyi, Sio means that it started to ferment, the fermentation process. What does chometz mean? Chometz means fermentation. Fermented grain. That's chometz. But fermentation is not something that takes place in one split second. It takes a lot of time, you know, to ferment. So sometimes the grain has fermented a little bit, not much. So that does not necessarily mean that it's chometz. Chometz represents a certain stage of fermentation. So what stage of fermentation constitutes chometz? So we have a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yudin. According to Reb Meir, so what constitutes the initial stage of chometz? Hichsif upon him. Reb Meir is a machmir. Hichsif upon him. In other words, if the appearance became white, you know, yellow, hichsif upon him. Hichsif is like kesef, you know, like silver. If the appearance is the appearance of silver, if hichsif upon him. So, the moment it's Yechsif Uponov, so then that represents the initial stage of Chometz. But it's not Chometz Gomo as yet. It's Chometz Nukshi. If Yechsif Uponov, then it is Chometz Nukshi. Why is it called Chometz Nukshi? Because Chometz Nukshi, by definition, means Chometz that is edible, but it's not really edible. It's all achil al diatcha. When grain begins to ferment, and before it fermented completely, so then it's quality-wise, it's not so enjoyable. If the fermentation has taken place completely, then quality-wise, it's very enjoyable. But if it had just begun to ferment, but did not ferment completely, so then it's chometz nukshi. So according to Reb Meir, the initial stage of chometz is when it's yechsif upon, when the appearance it becomes silver-like. Vizeu tchilas chibutzei. And then, when does it become chometz gomor? When kani chagovim are formed, you know, when it has fermented so much that you see like horns of a locust formed, you know, foldings in the dough. So then it's chometz gomor. Now, this is according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir is not. Reb Yude is making. According to Reb Yude, so if he just was yechsif uponov, if the mare, the appearance of the dough, is silver-like, then it's still considered like matzah. Then it's not even more sabachim. It's still matzah. When does it become chometz mukshe, not chometz gomor? When stocking appear, like Kane Chagodim, Echot Mikan, Echot Mikan, like horns of a locust, when you find stocking in the dough, then it's Chometz Nukshi. So, let's see the Rashi. That the machleke between Reb Meir and Reb Yude is in the Mishnah Psochim Daf Ches. Sio Shalom Yishamitz Kol Tzeichai. Sio Pligen Masnist. Reb Meir koyes siru es yechsif uponov. Vizeu tchilas chimutzei. Then it is chometz nukshi. Rav Yehuda had a CEO, she is really sodic for Sadokim. When you find, when cracks in the door are formed, like Hane Chagovim, like the horns of a locust. Chagovim. So, Echad Mikam, Echad Mikam. Avol Shechsif Uponov. But suppose it is just Shechsif Uponov of the door, the Rav Yehuda Matzi, it's in Muta Bachile. Rav Meir, Kam Chagovim Chomitz Gomo. Chomitz Gomo. Vorekom. Sio Yisorei, the Osabanoye, Sio the Rav Meir, Kirchsif Uponov, Yisorei the Rav Meir, even though it's only Chomitz Nukshe, but it still requires Reine, in Chomitz Nukshe. Viseife, Visio the Rav Yude, Yisorei the Rav Yude. So, according to Rav Meir, if it's already Kirchsif Uponov, so, the appearance is silver-like. The moment the dough blanched, when the appearance is silver-like, so then it requires reiken. It's already chametz nukshin. And tziyot Rav Yehuda is yisoret Rav Yehuda. Is yisoret Rav Yehuda. V'sei pediktone v'neisni v'fni kalbei al yid Rav Yehuda kamarei. V'asiyot Rav Meir kohen. ואיכלי בארבועים עשום רב מאיר, קרימה לרב מאיר או איכלי לסיעו זה, שרב יהודה מטר בנו יהיה, סייבי כסארבועים עלי ברב מאיר, אל משמענו לרב מאיר ואיסלי חודם ענת הרב, דמסטיס, דיקום הנוק שבאיני בלעב, כי יציעו, דינוק שהוא, די נראו לאכילה, and it is interesting that the first stage of חומץ when the fermentation has begun but not completed as yet is called seal. That's from the word seir, yeast. Why is it called seal? Because what is the function of yeast? Yeast is a fermenting agent. Yeast is a fermenting agent. In other words, yeast acts as a catalytic agent. So that enables the dough to ferment. So seir ferments, and this marks the initial stage in fermentation process. So in the fermentation of the dough, so it's called seir. So al meshmeinu l'rav meir adis l'chodem anetar ben masnis dikom anuk shebein gelab kinin seir dinuk shehu. The Niro Lachile, Hoyum Hachmitz Ksas, the Rigomar, Ulahachmitz Isachiris, Kiseya Namele Hose, the Koma Belav, the Koshnu Chomet Gomu, Al Deita Rubes. What does Rashi say here? Something. Rashi is saying something here. On the surface, it seems difficult. Why does Rashi mention that? Rashi says, so we see that according now, this Mishneh says two things. Number one, that Taruvis Chometz is also Balav. And number two, that Chometz Nukshi is also Balav. So, where do we find the Tana who says both things? So, Rav Yehuda says that Tana is Rameya. Because according to Rameya, so I'm Chometz Nukshi, Yachai Malkes, since I'm Chometz Nukshi, which is not really Rolu Lachile. It's not really enjoyable. It's only Rol Achila Liatchak. When a person has nothing else to eat that. But if he has an opportunity to eat something else, he will not eat Chometz Nukshi. So between the two, Chometz Gomo Aldi Tarubes or Chometz Nukshi there, what is more likely to be Chometz? To be yourself. So the Chometz Gomor Tarubes is more likely to be yourself than Chometz Nukshe before. Chometz Gomor Tarubes is really enjoyable, but Chometz Nukshe is not so enjoyable. So if the mayor is in Chayim Malkes and Chometz Nukshe, which is only Rol Achir al Yatchak, not really enjoyable, Alachz Kama Bechamo, that will be Chayim Malkes, for schon Chomitz Gomorrah des Tahubes und ich ist Mame Shingoy. This is what Rashi says. Alme Shamin und Lidre Meir, Disli, Chodem Ane Tahab und Mas Nisi. Die Koma Nukshe Beini Gelab, Kein Sia Di Nukshe U, Deine Hohla Achille, Hoi U Behech Mitz Gsas, Vili Goma U Lehach Mitz Isis Achilles, Kisei El Nadele Chose. Die Koma Gelab, why did Rashi put in that expression? Ulahachmitz is his achilles, he say, Namelechose, become a blab. Why is Rashi mentioned that? Why is it important that seal means a bread or a dough that has begun to ferment, but has not fermented completely? It started to ferment, but it is not fermented completely. It means partially fermented dough. So partially fermented dough, Rameya says, Yachai Mokis, but not Kores. Why not Kores? Because it's not really enjoyable. So Rashi is the Kashi. Is yeast very enjoyable? Yeast certainly is not enjoyable. Still, if somebody eats, say, Mamesh is, so it's Chayv Kores. The Torah spells it out explicitly. That anyone who eats yeast, so it's Chayv Kores. So we see that the Torah with the Chayv Kores, even though it's not really enjoyable, yeast is certainly not enjoyable, and still it's Chayv Kores. So why shouldn't Chochomets Nukshe also be Chayv Kores? And why only according to Rameya? Why not according to Rabbanon? I mean, that is Mefuresh the Torah, that anyone who eats yeast is Chayv Kores. That's the Kashi that bothered Rashi. So Mora says that Mechess, Hapashi Yipsho, is still Chayv Kores. Why? Because it's holy chametz beisus achilles. So that means that the reason as to why your chayv kores for seir, even though it's not very enjoyable, and seir yeast mamish is not only chametz nukshe, it's more than chametz nukshe. Chametz nukshe means hol achila al v'yatchak, but al v'yatchak is hol achila. Somebody doesn't have, let's say, real chametz, real bread, so he'll eat partially fermented bread also. If he has fully fermented bread, he will not eat partially fermented bread. But if he attacks, he'll eat it. Mashinki yeast, no one will eat yeast. Yeast is not whole achille altogether. Not only whole achille al v'atchak. Even al v'atchak is not whole achille. So yeast, it should be put there because of the Xeros HaKosuf of Nivelo, Shinyahu Yeliger, in Koron Velo. So the Ran is that Kashi. So why is he Chayev Kores and yeast, or the Torah says so? But there is a loche of Nivelo Shin Maruyo Ligea in Kor Nivelo. So that's more than Chometz Nukshe. Chometz Nukshe is Ruyo Ligea. It's Ruyo Ligea al the attack. But yeast is not whole Achila Sodom altogether. So the answer is because the Gemara says, Hapashi Yipsho. So he's Chayev Livare. And there is even a Chiyuv Kores. As long, why? Because it's all the chamebei isachayas. So the reason is why for say a manesh yachayt for us according to everybody is because it's all the chamebei isachayas. That's only shayach v'gabi say a manesh. But Sio is not say a manesh. Sio is not all the chamebei isachayas. It's not all the chamebei isachayas. So Mele, it's not whole Chametz Achilles, even though it's whole Le Achila al the attack, but Korach and Atchayim, and according to Rabbanan Chameya, so you're not even Chayim Malkus, but according to Rabbanan Chameya, you're Chayim Malkus. So this is what Rashi says. How much money do we have here? This is the Chodeh Manu Talke. You must listen to come and look at the evil art. You see all the look show. They know Lachile. How you work with Ksas. Do we go back? Ule hach with his Zachilis. Kisir Namele Chose. Because had it been capable of being Machmitzis Zachilis, then it would have been Din of Seir. Now the Chita Sarayvet is that yeast is Chayit Kores even if it sleeps in Machilas Kalim. Because the Gemara in Beitze says that Seir in Chos Lachim. So the Raivet in the Chita is it's in Rol Achille not only in the sense of Yisru Machilas Olam. It's in Yisru Machilas Beheime too. It's Yisru Machilas Beheime, why should it be Osa? There's Zikzer Sakosu. So, Zikzer Sakosu is based upon the fact that Seir is Mechamed Beis Sakhiris. That's why there is Zikzer Sakosu. Now, according to the Rambam, so the Zikzer Sakosu from Seir implies only that even though it's Yisru Machilas Odom, since it's whole Mechamed Beis Sakhiris, so it's still Osa Bachilin and Achiv Kores. But in the case where the Seir becomes so putrid that it would be Yisrael in Machilas Kelev, then it would be Mutabachim. But this is the reason why Rashi says, Ulach mit Yisachim reis kisir nam lechoz, vikoma belab, vikosh kuchomis goma al litarubes, vikosova rabbi yude al litarubes chome menukshemeh, והי לב דינוק שנעת כלי מקום החמסס ויסייכו כל בדויו כדלי כמון או, נא, דגמון הרי למה זו רמנת אני חומס לא מקום על תרום איזה דינוק שבין גדלה אומר רב גיום הרב רבי איתן יסיר יסורף מייסרי קלבי ואיך לבר בוין הוגו וקשי אמר ציר יסורף על מוס הבנוי ועוד אתון אבן יסרי קלבי על מוס הבנוי הורי כמה סיר יסורף ברב מייר The Rebbe, so according to Rebbe, the initial stage of Chometz Halpidin is when Yechsifu Panov, when the appearance became silver-like, when the dough started to blanch, and according to Rebbe, so then the initial stage of Chometz is Kikan Chagovin. According to Rebbe, Kikan Chagovin is Chometz Gomor. According to Rabbi Yudeh, the Kan Chagovin is the initial stage of Chometz. It's Chometz Nukshe. And the Chzif Uponov is Matzo, according to Rabbi Yudeh. So, Och Kama. But, so, Hom Fekash Amo, Tziri Sof, Hom Osa Manoi, Veratoni Nishni, Mikau, Veal, Medvanoi, Hor Kama, Tziri Sof, Rabbi Yudeh, Rabbi Yudeh, Rabbi Yudeh, Vinesi Nishni, Kau, Veal, Rabbi Yudeh, Rabbi Yudeh, Veich, Lida, Boi, Masun, Rabbi Yudeh, Shmaim, Hul, Rabbi Yudeh, Mishibu, Yudelav, Vikosh, Kuchom, Is Dogun, Gomal, Tehudes, Rav Nach, Som, Meil, Retan, Of the Mishne, He accords with the view of Rameya. Rameya says that there is a special love on Chometz Nukshebehem. So has come a lichamo that the Chometz Gomal Taruves. So there is that. Rav Nachman Omar Rav Lezari. Itani al Chometz Dogen Gomorom Nishkores al Rubi Bilab Div Rav Lezer. Rachon Meim al Chometz Dogen Gomorom Nishkores al Rubi Bilab. ושמעים לרב לזה במה חומש לא כמובן תחוב את דולב וכל שכנוק שבעיני שונדו איזה איזה מחלקת בין רב יודה ורב נחמון קוראים רב יודה so חומץ גומר על התערוב סיזמו חומו תן נוק שבעין and they call it רב נחמון so נוק שבעין יזמו חומו פנדוג תן חומץ גומר על התערוב ורב נחמה איתן ולומר קרב יהודה אומר לו הרביל מעט כאן מקום רבי אוסם וכשבעיני אבל חומס דון כמר את הרוב אסלוי because רב נחמן holds that וכשבעין since it's the man of חומס even though it's only all after all the attack that is more חומו than then Gomer Chometz Gomer Al Tahubes, because Chometz Gomer Al Tahubes there is bitul b'rov. Mashim Tim by Chometz Nukshe, it's not so enjoyable, but there is no bitul b'rov. He reviewed my time, Elo Makam Machmur, Elo Chatkam Gomer Al Tahubes, Elo Chometz Gomer Al Tahubes, Avu Mukshidein Eloi, Avu Mukshidein Eloma, Tanya Kabos, the Rab Yude, Koma Ahmed, who is a Hail Rabbi, who is a 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 Rabbi, Ioche, Koresnamelir, Chayet, Yoksid, Cholich, Machmes, Vimichritzu, Ha'u, Niboyelich, Nitanie, Machmetes, Eli, Aloshis, Mat, Leilot, Machmes, Barachem, Nai, Talmud, Leimar, Kol, Machmetes, Vimichritzu, Ioche, Dilab, Nameloche, Udose, Elo, Tanie, Dere, Blazer, Nikolos, Nicole, was a name Axico. So, in respect to the English of Kores, it also says Kol. So then it should be Chayiv Kores, even Antarubis Chomet, Ahubi Boyle Rabbi Sadoshi, the Tomei Chomachmet says Vimichmiso, implies that even if a Nishe eats Chomet, he's also Chayiv Chomet. No, she did Rabbi Yamarabna, why do we have to resort to the Posik? Of Kolecho Machmetes to be Marbe Noshim, that Noshim are also Chayav Iskores in the Chomet. Hey, it's a general principle that could Ish the Isho, the Rabbi Marab Navke, the Rabbi Marab, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Makho, Ish the Isho, the Yasuk, the Chadus Odom, Ish the Akos, the Ish the Isho, the Chol, the Shilatego, the Israel, Saul, Kodai, the Chamine. Hoy, look, see the Sikh, or Chomish Mashiach, the Chol Matis, Kol Shiesh, Nei, בקום אחר מצו יש מלתי כל חומץ ואני נעה שהוא ולסנאי בקום אחר מצו דבר בזה שהזמן גרומה אין ביבל איסו so I would say so ביבל תיכס איסו so ביבל תיכס אין ביבל תיכל חומץ נעמה ולסנאי כמאש מלון ודיעה נכלל וחיוב קורס ביס החומץ ואש לישראל ביבל תיכל חומץ is happening. So now, once we have a posik that the Achai Kores for Chometz, so we dash in that way that the Achai Matzah also, even though it's a Shaz Mangrome, Kerabalozo, Noshim Chayov, is Bachelas Matzah Batera, Shemosiko Chometz, because Yesh Matzah Chometz, Yesh Bachelas Matzah, the Han and Ashi. Name hoye yesh matim chomet yesh le mikum achir matzo umay chozis dahay kol lugubi yinoshi umat kisi hubei. How do you know that from kol lichum achmetes we amar benoshi that they are chayv kores and we amimayit the tarubes chomet there is no kores ein el ribuye hubei. Maybe we have to be marbe from kol lichum achmetes that if somebody eats tarubes chomet so is Chayiv Kores, Mistabre Koy Beichlin, Mar Beichlin, Koy Beichlin, Mar Benecholin. All right, we'll leave it here. Now.
Come on.
Feuer bezogen sich in den Jesam Asunen und Musa Machlosam und Ischai Machlosam Alkes Erlein Kinoio Ben Kazai ist kommen durch das Pras Oma mit Hoyo Ben Er kommen ist Pochas mit Aschir und Chayon im Machlosam Alkes So you see the Rambam passes like a Mazar because the story of the Mishnah is like a Mazar and but he applies the Machlokes of Rezan Rabbama to the case of Kazai Yechelas Pras. The other is in the Raib, the Rabban, the Ram, so they pass in like Rabbanon, but they say the Machlekes between Rabbanon and Kablezer is Dafkin when they make Kazai Yechelas Pras. But if he made the Rabbas, then on the basis of Tam Kiyikya, Kola Tere Kure, so is Chayim Malkes and Kores in the Kong Rabbanon and Kablezer. Now, in the Rambam, but the Rambam should be on the basis of Tam Kikya Kolatere Kule, he'll be Chayit Kores and Malkes, if he'll lead the whole class. So, Mele, so, in the course of the Achille of the whole class, he'll be leading the Kazayim, it's the Seich Achille's class of the Isa. Mashenki, if he eats only the Kazayim of the Tahures, so then, but according to the Blazar, there is a special love and Tahubis Chomets. So it's Chayim Malkes, it may be just the Kazayis of the Tahubis, and of the Chomets, it's only one ninth of the Kazayis. So still it's Chayim Malkes. Alright, so you look it over, Abhi, and go over the Gemara very thoroughly, Abhi, the Maharmoyer and the Rambam, up to the Mishnah.